is the Cliffo and Bronte podcast.
Hey, hey, it's Cliffo back. Thank you to Harry for filling in for me on the show and on the podcast yesterday.
And thanks to Bronte for just being the best, right?
Thanks to Bronte for arriving at work.
But keeping on.
Just doing what she does.
Doing it mediocre. Killery. I need another coffee, I think.
That's a word?
Yeah, sure. In one world.
Okay, so you did have some, despite the very lackluster opening, she did bring some quality stuff to the table today.
Oh,
guys.
I tried. I put my disgust for mathematics aside, Cliffo.
This was a highlight for me,
mate. A couple of mathematicians out there have disproven some long time argued things from TVs and movies.
Yeah. Like could Rose and Jack have both floated on the big door at the end of Titanic?
But most importantly, could Ross have pivoted the couch?
Pivot!
Exactly.
That's coming up. Also, we meet today the cheese tax song guy.
The cheese tax, the cheese tax.
You gotta pay the cheese tax.
Bananas on TikTok.
Cheese comes from this.
And he answers the question, will it be sold for a cheap cheese jingle or whatever?
A pretty penny, I imagine.
Plus the Queensland cops who arrested a co-worker for stealing lollies.
Uh-oh.
It's coming up, guys. Cliffo and Bronte podcasting on Listener. Cliffo and Bronte on Hit. Stephen Sanchez, that song got big on TikTok, as did this one.
The cheese tax, the cheese tax.
You gotta pay the cheese tax every time you're cooking when the cheese comes.
Dog owners get it. Dog owners get it, mate. You gotta pay the cheese tax.
Honestly, parents would get it as well. I feel like some babies love a bit of cheese.
Hang on. The bloke who wrote that song, his name's Matt Hobbs, and he may or may not be selling it to a cheese company for adverts. We're going to meet him for TikTok Tuesday just after 7 on Hit.
Who knew that maths could be useful? Not maths, not married at first sight. I'm talking mathematics. I found an article that has taken some basic mathematical theories and applied them to some movie and TV show myths. So essentially, debated topics from famous movies and TV shows that maths has disproved or proved.
Okay.
In terms of whether or not
I'm racking my brain now going, what were the big moments in TV shows and movies where mathematics was involved?
One
For
of
some
the
reason,
biggest.
Episodes of The Big Bang Theory.
No, that's actual maths in a TV
actual
show.
Actual science.
Yes. This is more looking at things like, could Jack and Rose have fit on the door in Titanic? You know this.
Jack. Jack, there's a boy.
He's dead, darling.
Oh, yeah, bring in the pan flute.
I'll never let go.
It's a question that I think a lot of people have debated.
I'll never let go as she literally lets go and he floats away.
And could he have survived? That is the question that people have asked since the movie came out in 1997. And a group of schoolgirls actually from Adelaide in South Australia have claimed that they proved they both could have survived using maths. So Abigail, who is 15 years old, said that they looked at how buoyant the door would have been and how that could have changed if there were more or less people on it. After exploring and testing, they had to fiddle with a few different buoyancies and equations and looked at what materials were realistic for that time. And they said they both could have stayed on the door and both survived if they put their life jackets underneath the door.
Yeah, but of course, rich woman survives. Nice and comfortable. Poor guy freezes to death. Like, let's be honest, that's just history.
It is, isn't it? Save the women and children first. Another one that has been proven or disproven by maths is Ross Geller and whether or not he could have pivoted the sofa in Friends.
Here we go. Pivot. 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 Pivot.
I love this episode.
Shut up.
Data science consultant, Caroline Zeckel, she ran 10,000 simulations.
Oh my God.
Based on different measurements of the stairwell.
She does know it doesn't matter, right? So tell this woman it doesn't matter?
Hopefully it was for a thesis or something. And she said if they had simply applied Pythagoras' theorem, we all know it, we love it, we haven't thought about it since probably grade 10, to the estimated measurements of his sofa in a vertical position, she was able to establish that it would have been able to get the item upstairs.
Right. I feel like they did get it up eventually anyway.
No,
didn't they?
Had to cut it in half, remember?
That's right.
And the last one I just want to do quickly. Mean Girls, we've talked about it recently. They're doing a new movie based on the musical. And this iconic moment.
The limit does not exist. The limit does not exist.
Oh, yeah.
Our new state champions, the North Shore Mathletes.
Yeah, the Mathletic Championship thing. Yeah.
That's not correct.
The limit does exist.
The limit does exist, but also apparently the question that was being asked was wrong.
Okay.
So it's
I feel
wrong.
Like Lindsay Lohan doesn't have any limits. I feel like they don't exist. I feel like it was right. It's hard being a parent, Bronte. For 9 years, you raise kids, you feed them, you help with their homework.
Yep.
You do all that stuff. But my God, you throw away one swing set. And you are the worst person in the world.
Well, according to Stacey Langbrook, my mother, you are that person.
I'm Stace. Lots of people have been sliding into my DMs and our DMs at Cliff Farm Bronte, just like, what are you thinking, mate?
Tell us what happened.
Okay, so the kids weren't using the old Bunnings swing set. It's like 5, 6 years old. It was around before my son. He's 4. Mm-hmm. My daughter's nearly 9. Yeah, it's been around for years. And it was sort of rusted on the corners. It was too crappy to sell, I thought.
Yeah.
But too good to dump. So I put it on Facebook Marketplace for free. Oof. And, of course, the vultures were just like, mine.
What a steal.
Snapped it up. It was about 3.5 weeks later, my son comes to my wife. I wasn't at home at the time.
No.
And all of a sudden, the swing sets he hasn't used for years, and he hasn't even noticed they're gone for like 4 weeks, he wants to play on them.
What did you just say?
I said I want to go in our swings.
You want to go on the swings?
Yeah, our swings.
Yeah, that's the little voice that broke my heart, Stacey Langbrook's heart, and hundreds of thousands of hearts across Queensland.
You can see that video on our Insta if you want
TikTok.
Your heart broken. Yep. TikTok as well, at Cliff Owen Bronte. But the saga does continue because I said to you, like, oh, I've got a few options here. Like, number one was just deny that the swings ever existed.
Yep.
And you said you probably shouldn't gaslight a 4-year-old.
I mean, that's just what I've been told, but each to their own.
The other options were deny it.
Yes.
And just say, I don't know, maybe they've been stolen.
Yep.
I don't know. It's not,
yep.
No. The third option was tell the truth. And stupidly, I took your advice and I did that. I told, and I should have recorded it. I could have played it back now. But I told the 4-year-old that, look, you weren't using the swings. They were hard to move. You know, there wasn't even enough room in the backyard for them because of all the other crap. They were now in the front yard.
Okay.
I just said, look, I gave them away to a man. And I said, but what I'll do is I'll take you to the park more.
Okay.
Because he loves the park.
Good compromise.
Like loves the playground.
Sure.
And by, I reckon, 8:30 a.m. on Saturday, I reckon I was up to the 5th or 6th asking, can we go to the park, Dad? Alpha Bucks is back tomorrow, Wednesday, the 22nd of March. Off the back of a couple of winners, had a winner on Monday this week and a winner late last week as well.
And a bloody close call on the Tuesday.
Yes, very close, too close.
And it was because she had listened to the clue like you are doing right now. It is B for blueberry.
Oh, blueberry. And that's the clue?
Yep.
Oh, if you used another word as the example, that'd be very confusing.
B for Bronte.
B for blueberry. Blueberry. That is your free answer for tomorrow's Alpha Bucks on here.
Do you ever find yourself on your Instagram or your Facebook and like seeing one of your friends like posting up-to-date moments of like they're doing a project kind of thing and you're seeing it in real time because you're watching their story and they're updating their story?
It's I have no idea what you're asking me right now. I have to be real.
Okay.
Give me the sitch.
My friend Michael.
Yeah.
Was posting on his Instagram story over the weekend.
Yeah.
That he and his wife, Carly.
Yeah.
Were in the process of digging up and looking for a time capsule that she had buried almost 30 years ago. And so
we got there.
There you go.
Someone has buried a time capsule.
Yeah. In 1999.
How old are these people? They'd be a bit older than you. About my age, probably.
Yeah. And so in 1999, Michael's wife buried a time capsule. And in the process over the weekend, they were looking for it at her parents' house, trying to find it and trying to find if anything had survived.
Yeah.
And also trying to remember what exactly was in the time capsule. And they did manage to find the remnants of it. She said that she buried it in a biscuit tin, like an Arnott's Bicky tin.
That's such a thing to do in the night.
Yes. And it hadn't survived. It apparently just like completely disintegrated within the soil at her parents' house. The only thing that survived from the time capsule was a picture of Carly's friend, Ash. So this like really grainy photo.
God, you've even screenshotted it. God, how good is that photo? The tin has disintegrated.
Yeah, completely gone.
Everything around it has disintegrated.
Yeah.
And then the photo.
A photo has survived.
It's quite clear, the photo, too. Yeah, you can see the person on it.
She knew exactly who it was, and she's not really sure why she included a photo of her friend, but I guess that's what you do when you're making a time capsule when you're 9 years old.
I reckon it would have been about the same time. It would have been probably, would you say 1999?
1999, yeah.
By the way, they haven't waited. You're supposed to wait like a clear time period, aren't you? Because 1999 to 2023.
It wasn't like...
That's 25 years. Yeah. 23, 4, 5, that's 25 years.
It wasn't like a government-funded time capsule.
Oh, God, no.
A nine-year-old.
In 1999, my brother and I, we put selected items into a... Because we learn about time capsules.
Yes.
At school.
Right.
We put a few different items, which I can't even remember really what we put in there. I do remember a matchbox car going in.
Oh, important.
And a bit of a letter that we each wrote.
Cute.
They went into a Vegemite jar and got buried underneath a tree on the property we grew up on. That would have been about 25 years ago.
Well.
Back in the late 90s.
You've never dug it up?
That was in New South Wales. No, we don't own the property anymore.
It got me
thinking.
Could
you imagine that, going back onto the property?
Do it.
Just
maybe you put
with
money
your shovels.
In there. Yeah.
Look like you're burying a body.
131060. Have you buried a time capsule? Or even better, did you dig it up again?
131060.
Yeah.
I feel we need to play some Share. I don't know why. There we go.
This song would have been big when you were burying yours, right?
No comment.
I feel like we did them at, you learn about time capsules at school, and I feel like every school has a point where you bury some stuff. So, yeah.
Yeah, we just took it home, my brother and I.
Yeah.
Did it on our own. But 131060, a lot of people would have done it.
Surely.
Did you bury, when you were young or whatever, did you bury a time capsule? And even better, if you've actually dug up your time capsule.
And what'd you put in it?
Did it actually survive a little better than old mates?
Yeah.
A biscuit tin that just disintegrated.
Not good, not good.
131060, Naomi, how are you?
Good, thank you. How about yourself?
Good, mate. Is this you? Are you a time capsule lady?
My sister is.
Oh.
So we actually did one last year for my niece's first birthday.
Oh, cute.
That's sweet.
What she did is we all, for the first birthday party, we all got a Polaroid, took some photos, wrote a letter to her in a book, and then put anything that like was sentimental, like a first outfit, a toy that she's crazy about, whatever, sort of
gorgeous.
Put it in a box, and then when she turns 18, she gets that, and we all open it.
That's so sweet. Now, have you actually waterproofed it and buried
it? Yes, it's not in a Bicky tin, is it?
Not in a Bicky tin, it's in a crate, so maybe not
glasses. Okay. It's in a crate. It's well sealed.
I think it'll survive 18 years.
Wait, those Bicky tins, though, like I feel like if the earth can destroy them, the earth can destroy anything, mate. Jimbo's here. Are you a time capsule guy, Jimbo?
No, guys, good morning for a start.
No,
I'm not, but my wife, she has been known to bury conversations. But then, digging them up, in the present.
Jimbo.
I'm going to pay that, Jimbo. I feel like we're married to the same woman, maybe, Jimbo.
God.
Can you beat Bronte?
I need to ask you some questions.
It's worth $250 today.
Yep.
That'd be nice.
It would be nice. I'm a little nervous. I've just got a quick little pang of nerve in my tummy.
You have been speaking a big game.
No, I haven't. Other to me.
Michaela, did you hear Bronte before the 7 o'clock news there?
I did.
Would you say she's talking a big game?
Oh, I think so.
It's
a good amount, Michaela, we could be giving you. We'll put Bronte into the soundproof booth. There's 5 questions in front of me, and I'm going to put 30 seconds on the clock. Michaela, you good to go?
Yeah, ready.
All right, let's go. Time starts now. The pH scale tells you if something is acid-based or what else-based.
Did you say acid?
Yeah, acid. Pass if you want.
Pass.
What Formula One Direction member is Irish?
Niall.
What is Red Bull's slogan?
Pass.
Who famously said, "I have a dream"? Have a dream.
Oh, my God. Pass.
Yeah, no, the 30 seconds is well and truly over. Trailer. All good. Don't say anything. Bronte's coming back.
What's
It's the year 2000s back, everyone.
Oh, no. Well, based on all the halters and the low-rise jeans, I would say that it's coming back.
That's fashion, isn't it? Fashion. Anyway,
sorry. Yeah,
let's play the game, all right? 30 seconds on the clock. You good to go?
Just wait.
No more stalling.
Okay.
Your time starts now. The pH scale tells you if something is acid-based or what else-based.
Alkaline.
What former One Direction member is Irish?
Niall Horan.
What is Red Bull's slogan?
Gives you wings.
Who famously said, "I have a dream"?
Martin Luther King Jr.
What is the highest possible score in a game of 10-pin bowling?
180.
Ooh.
Good
guess.
I should know.
I know that was a guess because you went.
No, it's not. 180? I think I've missed 20 off of it.
How do we go, though, producer Alicia?
So the pH scale tells you if something is an acid or an alkaline. Bronte got that one correct. Michaela passed.
I just said a word. I just opened my mouth and let the word come out.
Niall Horan is the Irish One Direction member. Both of you got that one correct. Red Bull's slogan is Red Bull gives you wings. Bronte got that one correct. Michaela passed.
Michaela.
Martin Luther King Jr. Martin Luther King said, "I have a dream." Bronte got that one correct. Michaela passed, but it was about 60 seconds after the buzzer when she passed anyway. and the highest possible score in 10-pin bowling is 300.
Oh, okay.
Too much time on the alkaline one at the start there, Michaela.
Yes, definitely.
Oh, so you got Niall.
Today.
Were you a Niall girl back in the day, or were you more Harry and you had to pretend that you're a Niall girl like me?
No, I was more Harry.
Yeah, good.
Yeah, good.
She stuck to her guns.
No one relates to that, Michaela.
Okay.
And Red Bull gives you wings. Go and get one, Michaela, and call us back maybe tomorrow, okay?
How did I not get that?
Yeah.
Red Bull gives you wings. I feel bad for the Queensland Police Commissioner this morning, Bronte. It's a woman by the name of Katerina Carroll, and she's going to be everyone's had this frustrated boss before where the boss is just like, seriously, guys, I don't need this crap.
Right.
Like, WTF, I don't need this.
I'm the police commissioner. I got a full plate.
Right? This is going to go all the way to the top, and okay. She does have a full plate, and she's going to be like, I don't need to deal with this petty crap, because I'm going to tell you a story that is so ridiculous that she's got to deal with this, but it's going to sound fake. A Queensland Police senior constable who allegedly took $36 worth of chocolate, ice cream and soft drink from his police station social club without paying has been charged with theft for stealing, like I say, chocolates, lollies, ice creams and soft drinks.
The Candyman can.
You didn't tell me it was only $36. I thought it was like hundreds of dollars over like a long period of time.
Nah, $36 worth. It happened in Longreach, and his fellow officers set up hidden cameras to catch him. So it was a sting operation. Police allege... I'm reading this like it's a real crime. I mean, it is a real crime. It's theft.
Yeah, clearly.
But the fact that they've charged him is crazy. And the police that charged him now allege the other policeman did not fill out the sheet for their cashless payment system.
Okay.
In which officers ticked off items they took.
Right.
So who's just taking them and then not paying them. Apparently, before it's gone all the way up to the commissioner, it went to, like, the boss of the station, who was like, okay, guys, we can either mediate this and just work through it and get him to pay it back, or we can actually charge the guy and put it through the courts. And all of the cops were like, charge him. Put it through the courts.
God.
So it's going to go through the courts.
There's
$36 worth of lollies.
There's clearly some office issues that they're working through at a bit of an intense level. It is nice the police are not only talking the talk, but walking the walk with one of their own.
Well, and it's funny you say that, because the Queensland Police Union have come out and they've said exactly that. This is just a case of workplace harassment, they believe.
Oh, okay.
But I mean, is it? I mean, stealing food from work, it's a real thing. Like, everyone's best friend, Ross, learnt.
You ate my sandwich?
My sandwich! My sandwich!
It's with the moist maker.
Yeah, it's a good day when we get two friends quotes on the show.
I'm trying to work out a third friends. If we can get a third friends reference in, that'd be
great.
We'll
get it.
That was the Cliffo and Bronte podcast.